about a distressed seal that was spotted lying on the grass at Beckles Quay. Andy Coates got in touch with us. He'd seen the same seal 3 days earlier and raised the alarm because he said he thought it looked ill and distressed. At that point, it couldn't be captured, so today he was determined to make sure the seal could receive some proper medical attention. Our reporter Guy Campbell met up with him a few yards away from the stranded seal.
So yesterday I couldn't find it in the morning. I walked all the whole of this area, couldn't find it. It's clearly, I know seals are lethargic, but this is clearly ultra-lethargic.
Because that's the issue, is getting between them and the water. So we've got seal stretches and things, but we were debating whether to get a ladder and try and get a ladder behind it.
So stop it getting
back in the water before we can get to it. But it's right, quite calm and asleep at the moment.
I would feel quite confident going this side. If you had a big sheet...
They're quite feisty.
No, I know they are.
Don't underestimate
them. It was struggling to get out of the water. If you've seen a seal at Pleasurewood Hills do its tricks, you know that they can jump up a 4-foot ladder. This thing was struggling to get up a 4-foot rise to the land from the water on Monday.
It's just lying there, isn't it? Sometimes it looks up at us and its eyes look a little bit sort of glazed over slightly.
Yeah, one of them in particular looks a bit pussy, and the RSPCA inspector who came on Monday did say that she felt that there was some weeping from its eye as well.
But at that point you couldn't catch it, obviously.
No, because she'd come on her own, and obviously you're not going to catch a fully grown seal on your own.
While they do come up on land, you would have thought, with us being so close, it would go back into the water.
Yeah.
And it's got a slight wound, you think, as well, on its side.
It has. I managed to get a photograph quite close in. It doesn't look very fresh, but if it's a week old wound, that could be one of the things that's causing it distress. But it's probably just trying to rest and recuperate, but it clearly needs to be in a better environment for it, because there are dogs on here constantly. And if it's weak, then it can't defend itself.
And you've heard some of the local fishermen aren't too pleased to see it.
Yeah, they're not pleased at all because it's been eating fish, but I would have thought that was a given with a seal. And I'm sure there are more than enough fish in the River Waveney to support one seal and a group of fishermen.
At least the RSPCA are here now, and they're going to try and get some extra people.
Yeah.
Well, four officials from the RSPCA have now arrived here at Beckles Quay, and they're unloading a plastic mesh, which they hope to wrap the seal in and then carry it back to one of the vans here. They'll also be blocking off the seal's exit back into the quay.
Keep
your end down slightly, because obviously... Yes. He's chomping in this
Right. Where's that rope though? Do you want to put it there, John?